This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has extended the tax filing deadline for some charities to mid-August because of COVID-19. The state is following the lead of the IRS in granting the extension. Officials say Coloradans donated $4.5 billion to more than 7,000 charities last year. Farmers and ranchers facing financial setbacks because of the coronavirus will soon have federal support, including $9.5 billion to be distributed by the USDA. Jordan Beasley of the Colorado Agriculture Department says continued aid is essential.
To ensure that we're not just looking at what's happening in the next 30 days, but we're looking at what's happening in the next 60, 90, 100 days, looking out to what happens at the end of this growing season to make sure that we have all the support in place.
The USDA hasn't said exactly how it will distribute the funds. Methane emissions from the oil and gas industry in New Mexico and Texas are three times greater than federal estimates. The Environmental Defense Fund and Boulder-based Scientific Aviation measured the leaks from the air and ground. Spokesman Dan Grossman says many of them came from malfunctioning flares in the oil industry equipment.
We need to do a much better job of quantifying just how serious, dramatic this problem is, and that regulators need to wake up and treat it as such.
Colorado limits methane leaks from equipment. It is 72 and mostly sunny in Denver, 80 and sunny for Pueblo. This is CPR News.